Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go. Okay, so in this episode, we're going to talk about habits that are very damaging to anyone's self-esteem. And if you're a person who has very low self-esteem, then this episode might help you. You ready? Let's do this. The first habit that destroys anyone's self-esteem would be comparing. When you're comparing yourself, your growth to other people's growth, or your life towards other people's lives, it's what we call the thief of anyone's peace and joy. And it's very destructive to anyone's self-esteem, and it only disrupts your progress as a whole, as a person. You should only draw comparisons to your past self. The most meaningful change in life is only measured internally. It can never be measured externally. If you grow this much comparing it to another person, it might not be the same because their chapter 7 is not comparative to your chapter 2. Does that make sense? So the next habit that destroys anyone's self-esteem is blaming others. You are responsible for your life and how you react to anything that actually happens in it. Your life is completely your responsibility, not anyone else. It's something I learned later on in my life. And when you place the blame on other people, you make yourself a victim of circumstance. Like, okay, you were born poor. Okay, whose fault is it? It's not your fault. But it can take away your own dreams and hopes that you have. So you make yourself a victim of circumstance. Therefore, it's now an excuse for yourself to not succeed. You were never given a chance to study in school. Well, then a lot of people has as well. Don't put your blame onto others that you were not given equal opportunity. Not everyone, you know, I watched the fourth Netflix special of Choco and he said, not everyone gets the same shake. And that hit me a lot. And in order for you to be truly happy, you have to own your actions and their consequences. Everything that we do in life has their own consequences that we have to deal with, but it's part of how we deal with our own happiness. So that's number two, stop blaming others. The third damaging habit that anyone has that lowers anyone's self-esteem is being a negative person. Negativity just affects more than just your mood. From the get-go, from you waking up, if you're not a morning person, and like, it's the consequences that are very severe, and it happens throughout the day. If your morning is already ruined because of your negativity, trust me, your whole day will be filled with negativity because the only thing you will see is negative things. So it disrupts your hormones, it depletes your brain chemicals, and it weakens your immune system. Most people who are negative have very, very, very weak immune systems. It's time to detox. Remove yourself from unhealthy relationships, unhealthy environments, and unhealthy media consumptions. Remove yourselves from all of those. And if you can't remove yourself, limit your time with them. Some people say, how do I remove myself from an unhealthy relationship when I live in that same home? Well, what you can do is limit the time you spend with them. If, for example, your sibling is someone that's, you know, damaging to you because of negativity, then limit the time you spend with your sibling. I mean, they're still your family, but it doesn't mean that you ignore them. So that's number three, stop being negative. The fourth thing that's very damaging to anyone's self-esteem is regret. Now, living with regrets will just destroy any chance of happiness that you may have. You want to reframe your mistakes and failures as learning curves, as learning opportunities for you. And it's only a failure if you quit. Life is a never-ending cycle of being refined and getting better and just progressing. The only thing that you see online on our social media is just the end result of things. People don't see the efforts, the broken glasses that you've done behind the scenes. They only see the end result. And that's what really just matters to people. Living with regrets will just destroy any chance of happiness that you may have. Remove regrets. The fifth damaging habit that anyone can have that destroys anyone's self-esteem is just isolation. Isolation is very self-destructive. And as a result of forcing yourself to just be alone, your mind begins to believe that other people don't want to be around you. Being alone is a superpower, yes, but isolating yourself from the world just because you think that the world is out there to get you, that's a different story. Now, social interaction and the support of your loved ones are vital for your mental well-being. Don't block those people from you. Most people that actually do harmful things to themselves are always isolating. So don't do that to yourself. The sixth damaging habit that anyone can have to destroy their self-esteem is conforming. Let me explain. Self-esteem is found and maintained by living authentic and without worrying about what other people think about you. Conforming subconsciously convinces you that who you really are is just worth less than who society wants you to become. Allow yourself to fully embrace your true identity. Accept who you are. Accept your strengths. Accept your weaknesses. Accept your faults. Accept your mistakes and learn from it. Don't conform to anyone's ideology of what you should be as a person. Next up in a damaging habit is about people pleasing. Now, a lot of people do this a lot. So stop allowing your friends and family to just influence the way you make your decisions. It's a tough pill to swallow, but you have to allow yourself and understand that you can't please everyone. If you keep on pleasing everyone, then you'll never be truly happy and your self-esteem will just go gone. You want to set what we call healthy boundaries and abide by them. Just as there are laws in life or laws, universal laws that we need to follow, you need to create healthy boundaries and follow them for yourself. Serve yourself by being selfish with your dreams and desires. After all, those dreams and desires that you have, they're yours. They're not someone else. If someone else wants you to be this and it's not what you want, then you're just pleasing someone else. In the end, you're just gonna blame them. It's always what Jokoy always said, right? He said that a lot of people in the States become nurses because it's what their parents want out of them. But then they wanna be, you know, a dancer, a singer, or a comedian like him. What if he was forced to do nursing? Then we would never have found his talents. So don't please people, please yourself first. Eighth damaging habit that anyone can have to destroy their self-esteem is playing it safe. How many opportunities have you missed by just playing it safe? I'm sure it's countless already. I could not count those many times wherein, you know, opportunities I had were just missed. You'll never be able to reach your full potential if you're not willing to challenge yourself. So your choices should always reflect your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations, your goals, and not just your fears. So step out of your freaking comfort zone. Your growth will always be outside of where you're comfortable. When someone says, oh, I'm not too comfortable speaking in public, like me, I'm not too comfortable speaking in public, well, you have to face your fears and actually do it. So don't play it safe. Playing it safe never made history. The ninth damaging habit that anyone can have that destroys their self-esteem is neglecting your health. Forgive me if I speak kind of differently because I just tested negative for COVID. It took me like 12 days to get a negative result, but I still have some dry cough. I actually thought that I would never have COVID because it was the first time that I had COVID and it's the heavy stuff. Good thing I'm vaccinated. But self-care is simple. Stop overcomplicating it. I want you to be able to develop good habits, cultivate discipline and consistency to do the work that you're supposed to do, not just in life, but also for yourself. If you aren't sure where to start, try number one, meditation. Number two, walking outside, counting your steps. That's one of the reasons why I like wearing my Apple Watch compared to my other watch, because it lets me count my steps every day. And get morning sunlight. Another thing is to have regular exercise as much as you can. If I wasn't working out regularly, I could have been hit by not just COVID, but other sickness at the same time. And another thing is to have adequate rest for yourself. 7 to 9 hours of sleep is very important. And lastly, having nutritious whole foods and good food should be good for you as self-care as well. And let me know in the comment section what you think. What are the things you can do to take care of your health? We've come to the last one. The 10th habit that anyone can have that are damaging to anyone's self-esteem is instant gratification. What does it mean? For someone that has not heard what instant gratification means, chasing anything that's fleeting or just temporary, fleeting sensations is just preventing you from making meaningful progress in your life. If you're always chasing the quick hits of dopamine for yourself, then this is gonna be a problem for you. So discipline yourself to forgo short-term pleasure in order to reap greater long-term rewards. Success requires dedication, patience, focus, and self-awareness. Don't forget that. And as a reminder, your habits will make you or it will just break you apart. At the end of the day, the biggest obstacle you will face is not someone else. It's always going to be you. And if you can master the art of identifying and overcoming habits that harm you, you can practically achieve almost anything that you want to do in life. Don't ever think that you can't do things that you always dream of doing. Those are the 10 damaging habits that anyone can have that will destroy anyone's self-esteem.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon at the next podcast episode. All right? Peace.